A very good afternoon and welcome to the Eurovision Showcase right here on Forest FM 92.3. I'm your host, Kieran Aritasius, and today is Sunday the 21st of October 2018, and it's time to celebrate the Eurovision Song Contest.
Hello everybody, my name is Vova.
My name is Timur.
I'm Alex.
We are the hosts of the Eurovision Song Contest 2017 in Ukraine.
Hi, this is Monsel Müller from Sweden. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Belgium 2004 there to start off this week's episode of the Eurovision Showcase. That is Zandi with One Life. Well, I think many Eurovision fans know this, that Zandi was the pre-contest favourite of the 2004 Eurovision Song Contest, and there was a real shock at the fact that it only came 22nd with 7 points, I think. She was expected to do incredibly well with that up-tempo Euro disco number, but it did not materialise on the night of the grand final. And I don't think the performance was particularly best, but, you know, you can't really pick them, can you? But Zandi did see a lot of success in the charts in Belgium on the journey towards Istanbul for the 2004 contest, as she got to number one in the Ultra 50 Flanders chart in Belgium, and she came 11th in the Wallonian Ultra Trip charts in Belgium. So she did, you know, domestically very well, but in the contest, Bit of a sad shame. Oh, bless her. Well, thank you for choosing the Eurovision Showcase this week. Thank you very much. And if you want to get in contact with the show, please do. Our Twitter handle is at ESC Showcase. You can also like our Facebook page and send us a message on our Facebook page, which is called the Eurovision Showcase. And of course, you can email us escshowcase@gmail.com. You can also email the studio, if you like, at Forest FM Towers, and I can get it, obviously, as well. So our email address for Forest FM is studio@forestfm.co.uk, and I'll get them there too, just to mention. We've got quite a few requests this week, which is wonderful, and it's all good to hear from all of you, of course. And Ewan Spence is a very good Eurovision friend of mine. I've met Ewan quite a few times at Eurovision, actually. Randomly and bizarrely, mostly inside McDonald's, which probably says it all about us during Eurovision week. But Ewan, lovely to hear from you. And your request this week is an awesome track, a former UK entry from 1956. Now, just mention as well, Ewan's website that he runs is escinsight.com, and Ewan's website is incredible. He's going through each Eurovision song at a time and reviewing it in-depthly. He's also on Patreon as well, so if you go on to patreon.com/escinsight, if I remember rightly, you can go and check out the links, obviously, on Ewan's website, of course, but you can subscribe and donate some money if you fancy, and you'll get something back in return as well, which is the most important thing about Patreon. You can become a patron of the show and his website, and you know, I think that's a wonderful idea. So Ewan, let's play your song. This is the UK entry in 1965. Here is Kathy Kirby with I Belong.
I belong. Seems half my life, my heart's been sleeping for all this time. My love's been keeping, but now my heart has recovered.
Grandi come una foresta, e la quiete dopo la tempesta. Per Lucia ritrovare il foglio più bianco e poi cominciare. Io vorrei, per esempio, legarle i capelli con un filo di vento. Per Lucia ci sarà la luna più piena, ma non basterà. Io vorrei, continuando, un mare di grano per cullarla ogni tanto. Buonanotte, quando spegnerai, indosserai le stelle e sognerai, avrai un mare calmo dove navigare, un silenzio quando vuoi parlare. Per Lucia delicata sarò la sua ombra disegnata per strada. Io vorrei, per esempio, aprirle le porte che chiudono il mondo. Con Lucia basta poco, ti riempie da sola il giorno più vuoto. Io vorrei così tanto ridarle il sorriso sul viso un po' stanco. Oltre il muro che cosa c'è? Trattieni il fiato e poi salta verso me. I colpi di fucile sono ormai lontani. Apriremo il cielo con le mani. Per Lucia, lunga vita e acqua di fiume per ogni ferita. Io vorrei luci accese, la festa più grande per tutto il paese. Per Lucia spaventata, che questa mia penna diventi una spada. Con Lucia al mio fianco, che la storia continui nella pagina accanto.
A really underrated song from Italy at the 1983 Eurovision Song Contest, coming 11th with 41 points. That is Riccardo Folgi with Per Lucia, for Lucia. There we go. The 1983 Eurovision Song Contest taking place in Munich, Germany. And a very interesting show. The presenter, Marlene Scharell, was a really well-known German entertainer, leading dancer and superstar, they call her, yes. And she was featured alongside Engelbert Humperdinck in the 13-week BBC television series Engelbert and the Young Generation, a entertainment series airing on BBC One. Yes, quite a few years ago. Right, now let's move swiftly on to our next request. Now, we had some really sad news coming out of Latvia this week, in regards to the gentleman who co-represented Latvia at the 2005 Eurovision Song Contest. Yes, the Latvian Eurovision singer Valters of Edinburgh passed away at the age of 30. Excuse me. And it's such a shock, I must admit. 30 years old. He passed away after losing his long fight against cancer. Valters is best known from Eurovision fans representing Latvia in Ukraine at the 2005 contest, singing with his partner Kalis. And the pair of them sang the song The War Is Not Over, which went on to fifth place, Latvia's third best ever Eurovision result to date. And Valters kept strong with his connection to Eurovision as he delivered Latvia's points at the 2012 Eurovision Song Contest and was part of LTV's commentary team from 2011 to and 17. So with David Mann requesting this as well. So David, thank you very much for your request with this. I was definitely going to play it this week for sure. Got to dedicate it. It's got to be done. So here is Walters and Walters and Kalis with, or Kazar, as he liked to be before known as, because for English speaking people like myself find it very difficult. So let's hear Walters and Kazar representing Latvia in 2005 with "The War Is Not Over."
To the night around, to see how dreams of people die. They gently fall from windows all around and crash against the ground like glass. And I'm so sorry, I'm so helpless in this angry world. Change it for one day. The war is not over, everyone knows it. It's just a reason to make us believe that some was the loser, some was the winner, to make us believe that's the way it should be. But I
Sahara with Kuzukuzungu from Melody Festivalen 2016. Oh, what joy that brought to my ears and to my eyes. Well, I know this is radio, but if you go and look at the footage of Melody Festivalen, oh, yes. Love it. Love that song. Love the contest. Just, oh. Brings Eurovision great to back together. Oh, wonderful, wonderful stuff. Okay, now, we still have requests coming up, for particularly for Martin Palmer and Robert Wallström, amongst others. But it's now time for the most random part of the show. Rob's Random Request. Yes, it's time for Rob's Random Request, and this is a part of the Eurovision Showcase where I grab hold of my husband and I make sure he has the two hats in front of him. One hat has little bits of paper with countries on, and the other hat has little bits of pieces with years on. We then glue them together and we find out what song we're going to play randomly from the back catalogue, or maybe even from the present, of the Eurovision Showcase. Eurovision Song Contest, excuse me, here on the Eurovision Showcase. You can tell I can get that quite, messed up very often. So, Rob, you ready? Okay. Now, the first hat has the country of... Okay. Turkey. Okay, Turkey. Obviously, they haven't been in the Eurovision Song Contest for a while, since 2012 was their last entry. And... they debuted in 1975. So what year has Rob got? Okay, right. Ooh, 1987. Ah, I think we may have done this before. But this song shockingly got nil point. I still can't believe it. It's Sela Tanal and Group Lokomotiv with Salim Kivits. Sarkim Sivig Usten. Yes, which means, believe it or not, my song is about love. Aww, and this is a really funky song. Shockingly, did not do well. Came 22nd with zero, nil point. The Turkish actually had a big final in the studios of TRT in Ankara, the capital of Turkey. And their presenter was the Turkish commentator, Bülent Özveren. I think. Yes, who hosted the event. Eight songs were selected to perform in a final, and voting was calculated by national juries. Yes, we had MFO, who were in there. Kayan, who went on to represent them in 1990, amongst others. So yes, close of voting, Turkey got zilt. But they managed to perform and take part in 1988, the following year, because there was no relegations at all back then. So here we are. Here is Turkey 1987. Rob's random request this week is Seyal Tanar and Lokomotiv with, I'll try and say it for the very last time, Sakim Sivi Usen. Enjoy.
Hello, this is Mikolas Josef from Czech Republic. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
I think we got lost along the way, hey. Love the rules we used to disobey. But hey, I will always believe. Now I said hey. Hey, I will always believe. Now hey, hey. Maybe in time you'll fade away, hey. But the bullet holes we made, they seem to stay. But hey, I will always believe. Now I said hey. Hey, and no matter where you are, I believe. Hey, hey, away from each other we set sail, hey, worn out by the games we used to play. But hey, I will always believe. Now I said hey. Hey, I will always believe. Now hey, hey. I still hear the words of yesterday, hey. But broken are now all the tracks we lay. But hey, I will always believe. Now I said hey. Hey, and no matter where you are, I believe.
Believe, believe. No matter where you are, I believe. Believe, believe.
Don't feel the same since I lost my mind, dear. You lost your faith and that ain't okay. For the blames of my name, the ambition it came and it took you away. Now half alive, I'm driving blind, blinded by the fact that I left you behind. Baby, you were the one I was to rise beside. For the world was right when it was mine to climb. Now you and me on repeat, both gave and received. And now in my dreams, still you sing me to sleep.
You sing me to sleep.
So no matter where you are in the world, I will believe.
The latest release from Mikolas Josef, who represented the Czech Republic at this year's Eurovision Song Contest in Lisbon, Portugal, coming sixth with, of course, Lie to Me. That's the amazing entry song Believe, brackets Hey Hey, close brackets. Oh yes, you could download that and stream it on your usual systems, iTunes, Spotify, etc. And you can listen to it on YouTube if you wish as well. Awesome stuff. Now, we still have requests coming up for Martin and Javier and for Robert Vostrom. So let's get moving on. We have this coming up next. It is now time for your Eurovision Showcase news. Today, on Sunday, the 21st of October, 2018. Well, as many of you know, I'm sure, sadly, last weekend, Bulgaria withdrew from the Eurovision Song Contest for the upcoming contest, particularly in 2019 in Tel Aviv, Israel. The Bulgarian broadcaster has announced that due to financial restraints in the country and with the broadcaster, that they cannot take part next year in Tel Aviv. It's a real sad shame. The final of the X Factor in Malta has been confirmed to be Sunday the 26th of January 2019, and during the show the winning act will be declared as a representative for Malta at the Eurovision Song Contest 2019 in Tel Aviv, Israel. The final will follow three live shows, which will be aired on the 6th, the 13th and the 20th of January. And it's currently unknown how many acts will appear in the grand final or whether Malta's eventual Eurovision song will be displayed during the show. Tickets are available to the three shows now. You can find the links at eurovoix.com. Festival di Kengis, in Albania, the 57th edition, has been announced, and the grand final will be before Christmas this year. Usually it's around Christmas Boxing Day, but this year it will be on December the 22nd, and the Albanian representative will be selected then too. Ukraine has announced that their national final for next year's Eurovision Song Contest will be on February the 23rd. And there are strong rumours in the Swedish newspaper Aftonbladet that Victoria and Nano will return to Melodifestivalen next year. Oh, very exciting. Oh, and just to quickly squeeze in that Italy won the second chance round of OGAE second chance round contest for 2018. Big congratulations to Italy, and the winning song was from Annalisa from this year's Sanremo contest, Il Mondo Prima di Te. It's an awesome tune, actually. Must listen to it. But apparently also that Helena Paparizou has confirmed in a recent interview that she wants to represent Greece and return to Eurovision for the third time. So that would be cool. And I'm up for that. I love Helena Paparizou. Her recent songs have been awesome. And if you haven't checked them out, again, listen to them. But that is your Eurovision Showcase news. And I'm Kieran Aritasius. And you're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM 92.3.
Good evening, Europe!
Have you missed a previous episode of the Eurovision Showcase? Never fear, Kieran is here. Visit the website escshowcase.podbeam.com or just search for the Eurovision Showcase on any podcast app, including iTunes and Podbean. The Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. There is no need to be making your mind up.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv and you will never have to miss your favourite Eurovision radio shows.
Hello, this is Dana from Ireland. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Everything reminds me of you.
Hunger and pain. I am the voice in
Emma Quinn with The Voice, Ireland's last Eurovision winner in 1996 in the Oslo Spectrum in Norway. Oh, amazing times that was. The same year, the UK had Gina G with Ooh Ah, Just a Little Bit. Probably the most successful commercial hit for a UK entry. Oh, well, I think Brotherhood of Man were pretty close, weren't they? Worldwide, but Gina G, whoa, most recent, I think, probably at least, I should say. Right, our next request comes from Robert Volstrom. Robert, lovely to hear from you, young man, once again. And we're going to play a song that came second in the Danish national final in 1985 from the legendary gent, which is Tommy Seebach. Here is the song, Dette Ali Harle Sakit, which I don't know, Salit, I think, which means from Danish into English, that's what I've always said. So here's Tommy Seebach from Denmark's national final in 1985. Robert Wallstrom, this is your request. And thank you very much.
Kom, sæt dig ned, mens jeg fortæller dig, at du det bedste, der er sket for mig. Hvad jeg drømte om, det har jeg helt, og hvem kan ønske mig? Det er det, jeg altid har sagt, jeg er vel nok en hævn. Det er næsten som et rigtigt eventyr, at jeg skulle møde som en pige som dig. Så skøn, så skøn man kan blive det. Men ærligt talt, jeg kan lide det. Endnu er tankerne fri. Det er klart, min fantasi er underlivlig, og al min tvivl utilgivelig. For du er helt ubeskrivelig. Forstår knap selv, hvad det er, men det føles mere og mere. Tid har sagt, jeg er vel nok en hel. Det er næsten som et rigtigt eventyr, at jeg skulle møde sådan en pige som dig. Der må være helt i mig. Det er det, jeg altid har sagt. Der er ingenting som kan lide det, når der er en anden, du kan dele det med. Hold mig bare se det hele.
Ah, there is the legend. Oh, yes, Tommy Seebach. Oh, just, I love his Eurovision entries. He represented Denmark three times at the contest in 1979, 1981 with Debbie Cameron, and also back on his own in 1993. All of those entries are simply incredible. Oh, yes. Couldn't agree more. I don't think. Right, okay, I'm agreeing with myself. That's what I do. Bus drivers talk to themselves all the time. Sign of madness. Right, here we go. Now, we have another request from Martin Palmer. Now, Martin is a Eurovision blogger and radio host of Let Me Be The One on BCR FM 103.4 in Brazil. Yes, in Bristol. He's a big Pompey fan, which is a big tick in my books, and because I'm from Pompey too. And Martin's a lovely chap. Anyway, so Martin, your request, thank you very much, is Belarus, Bulgaria's entry in 2007, coming fifth, their most successful entry up until 2016. Was the song called Water from Elitsa and Stoyan. Yes, now this is quite a epic song, I must admit, and brings back some good old memories. And poor old Bulgaria, not going to be in the Eurovision final or in the semi-finals at all next year. They're not going to be taking part due to financial reasons. So yes, here we are. Elitsa and Stoyan with Water, Bulgaria, 2007. Coming fifth for Bulgaria in 2007. Yes, it's Elita and Stoyan with Water, Martin Palmer's request. Now, our final request. Oh, we've had lots of them this week, which has been wonderful. Remember, you can get your requests in. You can tweet us at ESC Showcase. You can send us a message, comment on our posts, and send your requests in by going to Facebook and searching for the Eurovision Showcase, of course, or you can email us, escshowcase@gmail.com. Final request, we go across the pond to Montreal, Quebec, Canada, and our wonderful friend Javier Laval has sent us a request. And this one is awesome. She represented Sweden at the 2004 Eurovision Song Contest with the song It Hurts and also came fifth, just like the Bulgarian entry we just heard. But this song was sort of her latest single. She hasn't released another single since this in 2011, and it's a marvelous song. And here we go. I'm going to play Lena Philipson. And here is the song, Live Tomorrow. Lena Philipson with Live Tomorrow. Yes, I have a request from Javier Lafell across the pond from Montreal, Quebec, Canada. Now, it's time for one of my favourite parts of this show. Live and kicking time. This is a part of the Eurovision Showcase where we play a song live from the Eurovision Song Contest itself right on the stage. And we are heading to the Gaiety Theatre in Dublin, Ireland. Oh, my home country. Well, my spiritual home country, shall I say. I was born here in Portsmouth, but yeah. Anyways, we're going to move to the 1971 Eurovision Song Contest and the United Kingdom entry, which came fourth. Yes, here is Northern Ireland and the UK's very own Clodagh Rodgers. And here is Jack in the Box.
Stop, don't say you'll put me down. Love, don't go away. Drop my feet back on the ground. Open your I'm just your jack in the box, you know it ever. I'm gonna bounce up and down on the string. I tore your star when it stops. I'm just your jack in the box, because for your love I'd do anything. Who just keeps my heart around locks to pull the strings? You. And when it's upside down, look at the way that it swings. I can't help the way I feel. It's you and no one else. Followed you, but more too soon. I'm just a doll put back on the shelf. I'm just your jack in the box. No, it never happened. I'm gonna bounce up and down on the spring. I tore your star when it stops. I'm just a jack in the box. Because for your love, I'd do anything. La. Just your jack in the box, you know it.
Karen, Karen, el vídeo tu mi.
Yari Jarlsson with Karen. That's from the Icelandic Eurovision National Final in 1992. Yes, quite a while ago. That is your Eurovision Showcase for another week. I have been your host, Kieran Aritasiat. I do hope you could join me next Sunday at 5 p.m. right here on Forest FM. Take care of yourselves. Arrivederci, au revoir, et wiedersehen, bis lat, dobizenya, and I'll see ya next week. Toodaloo!